Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm FedEx.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. May the force be with you too. Very excited about having Ramon Ray back on the show. Ramon's a longtime Brain Trust member going back more than 7 years. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. He's arguably the top technology expert for small business in the world and someone we turn to all the time. But before we get into that, though, there's another thing that he and Anita Campbell, one of my other friends, Anita Campbell, have been working on, and I just wanted to recognize them a little bit for that and let him talk a little bit about that. Ramon Ray, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. I hope you're doing well.
We're doing great. Thanks for being part of our day. Ramon,
great.
You and Anita came up with the idea of something you call the small business influencers.
Right.
And I want you to tell the audience a little bit about that.
Sure, absolutely. And thank you, Jim, for being a part of it and helping us whittle it down. But basically, Anita and I thought about, you know, there's so many small businesses, of course, in America, North America, 30 million, give or take. And we were thinking, how can we acknowledge and award those in their lives who influence them? And hence we thought of, let's index this and kind of call it down to the top 100, hence the Small Business Influencers Award. And that's at smallbizinfluencer.com. And basically, we put together a list of 100 people. This is by public vote. You know, just like you have an electoral college, we had the public vote, which had a 40% weight. Then we had judges, myself, Anita, yourself, and others, who had a 60% vote, which really because we wanted to take out the riffraff. And with that, we have about 100 people composed of companies, journalists, small business gurus, authors, who raised their hand and said, we're an influencer. Mm-hmm. And that's what we came up with. And on September 13th in New York, we'll be having a live event, kind of with a real physical award, crystal award, to celebrate that.
You know,
it was a lot of fun.
You know, it's been fun for me to watch the growth of this sector, the small business influencer, to use your term. You know, back in '97 when I started doing what I'm doing, there was maybe a handful of folks, you know, that were doing it. I'm not talking about, not besides the authors, people who were writing some books.
Sure.
But even in 97, there weren't a lot of small business books out there. And and over the last 14 years, it's really been interesting to see the growth of the people who want to help small business owners. And many of them, you and I both know a lot of them, Ramon, who are doing it every day, and they're not making a lot of money. I mean, their business model doesn't really allow them to get rich or anything, but they're still out there helping small business owners. And my hat's off to them. Somebody and I'm like you, Ramon. I help them all the time. I'm always
right. They're
calling me for advice about this or that. And somebody once said to me, "Well, aren't they your competition?" I said, "Let me tell you something. There are too many people to help and not enough people to do it. No, they're not my competition."
Right. Right. No, you know, you're 100% right about that. And going back to the influencers, I mean, I think that when we were looking at this, we were looking at several different segments. Going back to the authors, for example, even for the influencers, we were looking for people who did more than just write a book. Because many people can write a book. Anybody can do
right. That.
Seth Godin taught us all. You don't even need publishers anymore. But we were looking for people, you know, not even just a consultant in Florida or Atlanta or Tennessee. We were looking for those who go beyond that, you know, just even to crystallize that more, that those who really, you're not just a consultant in Kentucky somewhere or California, but you're on the board of your chamber. You know, you're maybe mentoring some small businesses.
Right.
You speak at SCORE workshops on a monthly basis. You're on Jim's show. So that's what we wanted to bring out, and I think you're right. I think people who think that there's competition, I mean, there's competition, of course, but who can't see beyond that, they're very narrow-minded, and I think maybe they're insecure. I don't know what to call it. I'll let you talk about that. But I think that there's too much good things in this country for anybody to hold their cards too close to the chest.
There's too much to do and not enough people to do it. And the people who need the help are so worthy, Ramon. That's the thing that I keep coming back to. Whatever the people that you and I want to hang around with are the ones that whatever they can do to help a small business, they know is helping the world, because what's good for small business, Ramon, is good for the world.
Right, right. Absolutely. And I think that we don't have to go this conversation, but I think the government needs to understand that more, is that small businesses can survive and thrive. We just often need, you know, to be unleashed,
you know,
unencumbered.
And get out of the way. No, you're right. And you know what? You're exactly right. There are most politicians have no idea the infrastructure, the support, the undergirding of small business in America, at least. And
right.
I mean, there's a lot of energy goes into small business. If we just had a little bit less impediments to our success. And anyway, congratulations on what you and Anita did. Thank you for allowing me to be part of it. And give us that website again, please.
Yes, smallbizinfluencer.com. You'll see all 520 nominations or nominees, and then you can see the 100 that were selected as Americans.
And you got a big event coming up on the 13th, right?
Yes, that's right. September 13th in New York City. You'll see a link there as well, and those
right
in
there,
New York. And
right there on the site. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.